4DJW, KN4VWA. Yesterday evening in time for the net because my brother came up from Alpharetta, Georgia. I had to take him out to eat last night. So I should have my new toy up there on top of my tower for this evening.
Wondering, I was anxiously waiting when you checked in, but I said, well, he must not have got it up. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to love it. Me, you're going to love it.
Did you get you one?
I've had one on top of the house for some time. And that's all I use. I don't use anything else.
How about that? How many element is yours?
But I have, got everything marked. So I know where to, if I want to hit Caesar's head, I know where to go. If I want to hit Anderson, I know where to go. And, it takes a little bit to learn the thing, really. But after a while, you just kind of know where to go, which when you want to do. And I use it to talk to Chris on Simplex, 2 meter.
That's good. Well, how narrow is the azimuth on it?
14. The ones that are 12, and we got 12 and 14 directors on them. I'm going to say they're pretty big. I think the 10 is a lot more narrow. But there's a way around that. I mean, the way me and Anna do it, it's pretty spot on.
Like 5 or 10 degrees.
What you're noticing is when you look at the projection on the, I hate to bring this up, but Smith chart, and you can see roughly what the lobe looks like on a 12 element. It's got a pretty big bubble on the end of it, pretty wide. But where that arc starts to drop off on either side, you can definitely see that in the spectrum. So what we do is we bring up the spectrum with a signal meter. And we rotate that beam till we find the lower left limit of the lobe and the lower right limit of the lobe by watching the frequency on the waterfall go up. So if the left lobe is 10 degrees and the right lobe is 20 degrees, then the center critical frequency is, let's say, 15 degrees. And it's pretty doggone spot on. Over.
So was there any activity last night?
No, none. It was quiet, very quiet.
Well, if you notice, I had to check in with my Echo Link, and like I said, I'll have that thing. I have to make a little mounting plate, so that I can get my cross arm mounted on a mast. Then that way I can do the cross arm, the antenna directly to the cross arm, so that it is so that the elements are perpendicular to the earth.
Keep in mind too, those go vertical, I believe. Of course, I know you know that, but just gonna let you know.
That's what I meant by my elements perpendicular to the earth.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm still a little sleepy.
Yep. Well, listen, did you use that piece of aluminum square boom?
replacement in the back of the truck. So I'll talk with you about it on the landline. But I'll give you a holler on the landline. How about that?
That's fine. Yeah, I wanted to ask you about something else. Why don't you give me a call?
4 NUE, 73s, I'm clear.
Okay, and 4 NWA, I'm clear.